Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely tip drops.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. 7 till. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Wally Bach is here. Wally's our good friend, longtime original founding member of the Brain Trust, writingabookwithwally.com. Writingabookwithwally.com. That's his website. So check that out. Wally, we're talking about the getting a book out of you and like the dog who chased the car and caught it, now that you got it, what are you going to do with it, right?
Now that you got it, what are you going to do with that? First thing is, you got to come out of the chute with a promotion plan.
Yeah.
The time to think about promoting your book is not when you've got a bunch of them stacked up in the garage. The time to think about it is as you're writing the book and then put the thing together while it goes through the publication process. And then what you don't want to do is say, oh, it's so good, people will just rush out and buy it. Because
they
won't.
That's not how it works.
No matter how good it is. So what I tell clients always is, Amazon has become the great place where everybody goes at least to check out this book. So you got to have a good, strong presence there.
Yep.
But
yep.
if you count on sales happening through Amazon and through bookstores, you're going to still have a whole bunch of those books in the garage. You got to look at selling stuff in bulk and sell them through non-retail, and you're actually the master of.
Well, this is something you and I celebrated Dan Pointer's life last time you were here, and you know, one of the things he told me and it helped me really focus on this was he said, go where people are who want what you write. If you write about Brussels sprouts, if you're passionate about Brussels sprouts, Then how many people are going to walk in a bookstore today wanting Brussels sprouts, wanting to read a book about Brussels sprouts? You know, go where people hang out who like Brussels sprouts and sell the book there. And mm-hmm. and you know, I'm being facetious, but the thing is that that's how he sold hundreds of thousands of books, is by hanging out where people who wanted what he wrote. And mm-hmm. and so I've just kept my books focused on the small business sector, and I never counted on retail to be my, you know, my main outlet, because I mean, retail is fine. We're selling, books went out of here today, and for my book's been out 2 years, and we're still selling retail books. But
how much do you do in bulk sales?
But we can't do, you know, you got to be able to sell them 10 at a time, or 20 at a time, or a box at a time, or a pallet at a time, right?
Yeah. Somebody I read once long ago said that you should sell them in bunches like bananas.
Well, but seriously, I mean, I've sold pallets of books, but
yeah.
Now you've got to be willing. You got to know how to sell. You got to know who to get to. You got to come up with a story for them. People don't wake up in the morning and say, I want to buy a pallet of books. If you're gonna go to the corporate route, the business route, B2B route, you've got to have a story for them. You got to explain to them how they will use your book to their advantage. Now, a lot of people,
and you need to understand a little bit about how they budget. If you're giving a speech to a company or an association,
no question.
They've probably got a separate line for material. So they can pay you up here, and then they can buy the books out of that.
And here's what a lot of people are shocked about. They want to sell them like that. If they've got a publisher, they can't do it. You know why? Because the publisher is going to sell it to them at the price that they need to be selling them to their customers.
Mm-hmm.
So you only sell from, the only time way this works is if you're self-published to do it like this. But the bottom line is I think what we're trying to get at here, Wally, is if you're writing a book and you imagine that your book's going to sell thousands of copies, more than likely, that's only going to happen if you get out and sell them to people more than one at a time.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know any other way.
Retail is fine, but it's not, for the average author out there, it's not that strong anymore, is it?
No, it's not. And the other thing to remember is that sometimes the guy who buys it at retail will later buy a pallet.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And that's the reason why I give a lot of books away.
Yes.
Every CEO whose name I can, whose name and address I can get gets a book of mine. And
good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, Wally, good job today. Come back soon.
Okay, I'll come back for the music.
Writing a book with Wally, ladies and gentlemen. Let him help you. He'll help you. He'll do it for nothing till he finds out if you really want to do what you think you want to do. I promise you, he'll help you. So check out Wally Bach. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.